This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Brett Harris did not grow up in a musical family, but he's been fortunate to find one living in the Triangle. He's played with friends in the area for more than a decade, and for the past 2 years, he's teamed up with other local musicians for live performances of Big Star's Third. Now, Brett is furthering his solo career. His latest album is called Up in the Air. Brett performs tonight at King's in Raleigh and next week at the Grey Eagle in Asheville. But first, Brett Harris joins me in the studio to play some songs and talk a little bit about it. Hi, Brett. Good to have you here.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about the new album, Up in the Air. Is this a good time in your life for that album?
You know, I think it was the right time in my life for this album. I know that because it took a few years after the record was done to finally see the light of day. So, you know, it took its sweet time to get here, and it seems now like the timing is right.
We should tell everybody that we're actually streaming live on Facebook on North Carolina Public Radio's page, so you can actually watch the radio happen before your very eyes.
Wow. Yeah, that's
really
pretty cool
stuff.
We're living in the future, Frank.
It sure is. I thought we'd never get here. tell us more about this, because you're making music now as a solo artist.
Sure.
Talk about that decision. I mean, it's a kind of a courageous act in some ways to say, look, I'm going to make it as a musician.
Well, you know, I always was making music on my own, and that's how I started out.
Yeah.
You know, I left home and went to college with these hopes of finding guys that would want to make music and start a band, because I just didn't have that type of access where I grew up. There just wasn't a lot of interest in the type of music that I was interested in anyway. And, you know, that didn't really happen in the way I envisioned, but I was still making music. So it's always been a part of me. I've been really fortunate over these last several years to be involved in a bunch of other projects that have, you know, expanded my outlook and the way I approach what I do. But it's always still been a solo venture for me at the heart of it all.
Will you play a song for us now?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. This is a song on the new record. It's called Lies.
I've got my back to the wall at the doorway of forever. Try to make my great escape, but now my hands can't find the lever. It seems my mind's made up, but my heart, it feels so hollow. The unintended consequence of bitter pills I've had to swallow. Once in a while, when you smile, I'm reminded of words that you said and the meanings that blinded. Cut me to the bone, but I had to find out on my own. I heard a voice up on high saying, stand up and deliver. So I tore off all my clothes and washed my sins in the river. And I've been swimming upstream, but I can't unlock the riddle. I end up twisted, tossed, turned around, stranded in the middle. Caught in between the serene and distressing, wearing a curse to disguise all the blessings that sink me like a stone. Well, I got miles left to go, I get to where I'm going, but that grass keeps getting greener and I hear that rooster crow. So if I don't make it back, please tell my sister and my brother to hold on to all you got, 'cause all you got is one another. About all the lies and the lines that we've spoken, but every door closed means a window gets broken to light my way back home, but I'll have to find it on my own.
Brett Harris performing the song Lies from his latest album, Up in the Air. Brett's going to be at Kings in Raleigh tonight, and next week he's going to be at the Grey Eagle in Asheville. The song came, it's a beautiful song.
Thanks.
And I wonder about the album itself. Did it come together quickly, or have these been songs that have been kind of collecting for a while for you?
You know, this record in particular, I think as I mentioned, it took a little while to come out. It also took a little while to come together. So it did span a couple of years, and the songs sort of span this station in life where I watched a lot of my peers, you know, go through that thing where you enter into a new decade and you've got decisions and choices that you've got to make. Do you continue to pursue your passion with everything you've got, or does that passion change? You know, are there other things that you value? Is it time to go back and, you know, further your education or get, you know, what we call like a steady job? But, you know, and I watched people wrestle with that, and I wrestled with that decision in my own right as well through that time. And all along, you know, there was other stuff happening. Went through a season in my family's life where we watched my dad who's been diagnosed and dealing with Parkinson's for the better part of a decade, you know, go through some pretty substantial changes to his life. And my family was definitely impacted by that. And it makes you, you know, kind of look around and question what's important.
You talked about your family. You grew up in a family that really was, you wouldn't describe as musical.
No. I mean, the joke in our house growing up was that my dad couldn't even play the radio. But, you know, that's sort of that is, you know, just nobody was a musician per se. My mom could sight read piano, and she would play. We had a piano in the house. She would play like Sunday morning more, I think, as a tool to get us, you know, out of our rooms and ready to go to church. She always said it was like a magnet. If she sat down at the piano, I would be there in a heartbeat. Mm. Probably the only time I ever woke up, you know, early and got moving, probably still to this day, as if I hear music.
Well, so that's interesting. I mean, you don't hear it much. You do on Sundays. It gets you out of bed, and, oh, it's a trick. It's just to get into church.
Yeah, no. But, you know, that was where I got exposed to a lot of music early on. You know, and then when my brother was older and went off to college, he's, you know, 7 years older than I am, he would come back home, and, you know, I get to go, you know, riding around in the car with your brother, which, you know, that wasn't a lot to do where I grew up, but, you know, that was kind of a big event because he always had these great records that he'd bring back and play. He's like, hey, listen to this. And he introduced me to a lot of music that I wouldn't have found on my own otherwise.
Will you do another song for us now?
Yeah, happy to. This one's called Out of the Blue.
I was drifting in a daze when I heard you calling just beyond the haze. And I'd been searching high and low, but no peace I'd found. Out of the blue I could see it was you that's been here all along. And out of the blue I found somebody to get me back. feels young. Just be patient, child. Your time's gonna come. But mama never told me to be sure I knew what I was running from. Out of the blue, I could see it was you that's been here.
Brett Harris, Out of the Blue. His new record is called Up in the Air. It's going to be at King's tonight in Raleigh and in Asheville at the Grey Eagle next week. You do some, you know, you do these great daring chord changes that I just find fabulous. Is that something you hear, or do you just, I mean, it makes it much more interesting, I think, your music.
Well, you know, they say what necessity is the mother of invention. So I've been doing a lot of solo tours for the past years, and you know, you can only cover so much ground with the same chords. So I think
didn't hurt the Beatles.
It certainly didn't. Yeah, you know, but they were experimental with chords,
yeah,
and of course they're a huge influence on me because, you know, like I said, I didn't grow up with a lot of music, but I do remember my mom had a shared collection with her college roommates of the Beatles catalog. So she belonged to the Capitol Club back in the 60s and got, you know, all those U.S. Releases of the Beatles records. And so we had about a third of that in the house, but we didn't have a turntable. But we had those records.
And no turntable.
Yeah, yeah, the turntable was broken, you know, which is kind of like my house is right now. You know, we've got like three record players and one of them sort of works right now. But, you know, I remember those records sitting on the shelf and I pull them out and just stare at them, you know, and kind of wonder what was in there. And yeah, it's dating myself to say, but, you know, we didn't have access to go and pull this up on YouTube and hear what this right. sounds like. You know, I don't even remember if we had a CD store until, you know, I was in high school
yeah.
or junior high. So, you know, I remember just this being so full of mystery to me. And probably around the time I was about 12 years old was the time that the TV special, the anthology special, first aired. And, you know, I think in a way that a lot of those bands that we know about from the 80s and 90s that were, you know, they were at that right age when the Beatles were on Sullivan, yep. and it just hit them at the right time. In some ways, that music hit me at that age, wow. too. So it kind of just is stuck there.
Now, when you finally heard the music, did it sound at all like what it looked like on the record?
Oh, man, I think at that point I didn't care. It was just, you're just enraptured. You know, you hear those first few chords come in, and you're just gone. You're along for the ride. But, you know, those chords just... Sometimes they're happy accidents that you stumble across, and then you got to figure out what it's called. You know,
by the way, I think it's great. By the way, my first CD I ever bought was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band as a CD, and a lot of great chord changes on that. So
oh,
by
yeah.
then, certainly they had become very interesting.
Certainly.
And as is your music, so great to have you back, Brett. Brett Harris.
It's good to be back, Frank. Thanks.
I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but first I want to tell everybody that Brett's new album is called Up in the Air. He's going to perform tonight at King's in Raleigh, and he's going to be at the Gray Eagle in Asheville next week. And we've got that information at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, and Charlie Shelton Ormond. Robin Copley is our technical director, Al Wadarski sitting in today. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Brett Harris.
I don't know how far a man would go to keep from feeling low, but I hope I don't find it. You say I'm running on borrowed time, crossing that narrow line to see what lies behind it. And people say he's thrown it all away, running around but never getting anywhere. Well, darling, they don't see I'm happy just to be up in the air, up in the air. And I don't know where I'm going, high as a bird winging round. Why should I care about which way the winds are blowing? 'Cause I make my home wherever my feet hit the ground. I've been to hell and back again. My chips are all cashed in too.